So recently, I began to realize that this is so ridiculous. It sounds dumb. I narrate my life. And it's a problem. Oh, fireworks. Now you wouldn't think it would be a big deal, but it is because I narrate everything. Every single thing. I've become really, really aware of it. I'll be in the supermarket, I'm narrating away. I'll be cooking, I'm narrating away. I'll be just on my computer watching something, and it's like a riff track. Because I'm doing commentary on whatever I'm watching. And I don't know, it just makes it a little bit surreal. I've always had this idea that, everyone is a character in a novel, and somewhere they have Morgan Freeman narrating their life. Because sometimes really weird shit happens to you, and you're like, this must mean that I'm a character in a book. Random falls. It's not like I believe. I'm not some conspiracy nut that thinks that. It's just random thoughts that I have on the daily. And yeah, imagine trying to record with this shit happening. Yes, thank you for, just highlighting that point with that. But since I'm wearing a mask less, I've really began to realize it's pretty bad. And I don't know if it started. No, I've always done it. I've always been someone that talks to myself. Always, 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 always. But I don't know if being a voice actor. Oh, I hate saying that. The only thing worse than saying I'm a voice actor is saying I'm a content creator. I don't know if it got worse after I started doing this, or whether it's always been this severe, and it's pretty severe. When lockdown was in full effect and I would be masked up wherever I went, it was a joy because no one could see my lips moving, and everyone was very far away, so no one could hear me talking. But now that it's a little less hardcore, I'm that weird woman who's always talking. The one that, you avoid on the street. Ooh, what's she saying? Ooh, crazy lady. That's me. I've been putting a bit of thought into this, and by a bit of thought, I mean when I realized I was doing it a lot, I began to think about how it interacted with my recording. And I've come to, I was about to say I came to a conclusion. I haven't come to a conclusion because I don't come to conclusions. I just stumble blindly forwards or backwards, mostly backwards, let's be honest. I think part of the reason that I can create stories is because I'm it's a but how to put this into words. So everyone takes in a lot of input and people process it in different ways. My narration is part of me processing all of the media, the experiences, everything that I experience. And it helps me work through stuff. Like if I have a problem, I do give myself pep talks, or I rip into myself. Let's be honest, I'm more likely to go a bit on the harsh, vicious side. I'm working on that. But it kind of feeds directly into my audios. When I'm a particular character, I can switch into it so quickly because of this narration thing that I do. It's a case of when I'm watching a film and a character, I will narrate the character's motivations, or I'll try and break down the character's motivations. Or more likely, I will rip the shit out of them for being fucking idiots. But that somehow allows me to kind of very quickly shift into a character, though I have realized that all my characters are mostly just me, which is a little bit concerning. I guess being my own narrator, it kind of means I can write the characters without actually writing the characters. That makes no sense because I'm not writing, because I don't write because I have dyslexia. And I find writing very, very difficult. Misspelling, missing out words, jumbling letters. Writing for me is, I hate it. I hate it so much. Yes, that's another reason I narrate, because it's a good way for me to work through stuff. Because even though I love notebooks, writing stuff down can be, it can make me feel very stupid. Very, very, very stupid, because I will fuck up words, I will miss words out, and then if I try to reread what I've written, it doesn't go well, and then I feel very discouraged. But when I vocalize and just have this endless stream of words, it can help me work through stuff and process stuff. On the downside, this means that I'll have an idea for an audio and I'll voice the whole fucking audio. And then I'll actually come to record the audio and I'll either not do it because, I don't know, because I've done it already and I don't think it'll be as good as that first thing that I did, or it will just go somewhere completely different and get away from me. This isn't actually an analysis of my narration. This is just me rambling about it. I also have this thing where I do the voices of animals. If I see like a squirrel or something, I always narrate them too. And also dumb people. If you see dumb people doing dumb things. I don't know, maybe that's an English thing. So, you know when you have people who push in, I'll narrate them in a very selfish way because selfish people push in. I think it's because I'm quite a sarcastic person. I'm a very, 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 very sarcastic person. I have been known to say I have a sarcastic accent, and that comes across in my narration. I'm also very impatient. But yeah, I've realized recently that I do it all the time. All the time. When I'm cooking. When I'm cooking. I do it as if I'm on a cooking show. It's so bad. No, it's legitimately bad. It's really bad. It's really bad. It's so bad. No. You don't believe me. I know you don't believe me, but it's really bad. Because I can be a bit detailed. And I'll talk about the best knife for cutting garlic and how to crush it, and then I'm so bad. It is so bad. And I'll debate stuff when I'm making tea. I'll debate which tea to have. Now, this is normally an internal dialogue for most people, but I vocalize everything. I literally narrate my life. And it's weird. It's legitimately weird. And I don't know what this random ramble is, but I think it's just very interesting as someone who abjectly hates their voice. I surround myself with it all the time. I don't clam up, I'm not silent. Well, I'm silent around people. I'm actually quite shy. But when it's just me, it's just my voice all the time, just right there. So I thought that was weird, but also kind of interesting because If I could write stuff down, I would. But because I can't, I do this all the time. I know I would be that kind of person to do like sarcastic post-it notes and put them on my own stuff. I know I would do that. But instead, I'm just sarcastic. Do you do that? Do you narrate your life? Or is it just something that is, you know, a sweetheart thing? It's not. I think plenty of people do that. But I don't think people realise just how much they do it. And with lockdown and COVID, a lot of people are spending more time distance from people, away from family, on their own, working from home. Like, when you work from home, do you work in silence? Did you just hear the banshee? Can you work in silence? I can't work in silence. I cannot work in silence. I need to have something there. But I think lockdown and COVID has really led to a lot of people narrating more. Or maybe it hasn't. Maybe people are actually quiet. That's a weird idea to me. Quiet. Maybe it's because I live in a noisy house where people are always making noise. Maybe it's because I never really felt listened to, so I felt the need to, you know, speak up. Ooh, that went a bit deep there, didn't it? That did. That is part of it, actually, but I'm not going to go into that. But, I narrate my life, but I can't actually speak. It's weird, because I have a very tough time pronouncing words. And, my voice is not, it's, that's a sound that's very descriptive. See, it's that kind of thing. That kind of comment is how I narrate. And it's all kinds of things. Oh, when I'm doing my skincare, I do it like I'm a fucking beauty YouTuber. I'm like narrating, putting on creams and potions and lotions. It's so weird. It's so weird. It's so weird. It's so weird. But it's not weird. It's just normal. But, I don't know. I've realised it a lot recently. So yes, I narrate my life, and this is a ramble that has absolutely no point.